NATO is trying to cut the red tape to mobilize a European army by creating what they call a military Schengen. Would this be creation of the European army that so many bodies of power seem to want? Could they get away with this under the guise of anything other than the warning of an impending doomsday with a war with Russia? Jim Ferguson joins us today. He's a former parliamentary candidate and businessman. Also, he's the founder of Freedom Train International, a free speech platform, freedom all around platform. Thank you for joining us. It's always a pleasure to have you on Redacted.
Oh, it's my pleasure to be on with you and Clayton. Natalie, thanks for having me.
So do you think that this is a military corridor? This is an attempt to create a European army because England and Britain would be dragged right back in to what they exited through Brexit, right?
Well, as you know, I was a Brexit parliamentary candidate. I fought in the European parliamentary elections and, of course, in the general election towards the end of 2019. We were fighting for Brexit. We got a kind of a Brexit, but what nobody knew at that point, or at least not very many people knew, certainly the public weren't aware of it, is that Theresa May, the former Prime Minister, had already done a deal with members of the European Union, or I should say the members of the European Commission, because people like Thierry Breton and others had made it very clear that you can have your vote for Brexit, but as far as your military is concerned, as far as your intelligence services are concerned, we want to take that over. And she agreed. And instead of it being sort of classed as a separate European army, what they're cleverly doing is they're taking over their member states' militaries, and they also want to take over Britain's military. But it gets worse, Natalie, because they're not just looking for all three strands of our military, the British Army, the Royal Navy, and the Royal Air Force. They want our security apparatus as well. They want control of MI6, and they want control of MI5. GCHQ are a listening post in Cheltenham, and they even want control of our entire policing services as well. And they want to add that to a new rising power in Europe that is controlled effectively by Ursula von der Leyen. And I said some months ago that this was actually happening, and I warned that there would be conscription for the British people. And just within the last few days, we've had politicians in the Conservative government coming out and saying, yeah, we might need to have a civilian army. We might need to call up people. We've got this terrible war with Russia that's coming. Well, no, we don't. Russia is not interested in going to war with NATO. They're not interested in going to war with Britain. It seems that the globalists that are in charge of our respective countries, including Sunak and Hunt, these are the prime ministers and the chancellor in the United Kingdom, as well as other member states of NATO, that are run by globalists. Yes, they do want to have a war with Russia. They've completely failed in Ukraine, but they're not going to leave it at that. They're going to drag everybody else into what I see coming as a military conflict.
So should we make a distinction between this NATO move and the European Union move, or do you think they're one and the same, sort of two sides of the same coin?
Well, what they're doing is they're looking at winding down NATO, but they can't wind down NATO until they have the new European military alignment. And by the way, this is known as military integration, or PESCO. And this has been known about by quite a number of people. But what a lot of the Tory grandees, the Conservative grandees that went along with this initially thought, they thought they were going to get defence contracts for their own constituencies. That's not actually what's going to happen, because the integration is going to give the European Union one purpose only, and that is to decide where the bombs and the guns and the bullets and the tank rounds are going to get manufactured. They will have one procurement source and one only, and it won't be in Britain. And indeed, it gets worse than that, because they will decide who gets the order of supply. So Britain might find themselves very, very far at the back of the line, as our friends in America call it, or the back of the queue, as us Brits call it. And it's a bad move for Britain. It also means that German or French generals, or those involved in the new command structures, will actually be deciding where British troops are sent. And our parliament, our sovereign parliament, and our people would have effectively no say in the matter, and could, in fact, be called up to fight the Russians.
Right, just yesterday, over the weekend actually, Zelensky gave an interview in the German media saying, you know, Germany, we got them. Like they're on our side, they do what we want. And so Germany controls Europe. So the rest of Europe is good. What they're worried about now is American politics. So, you know, that shows the temperature of how the rest of Europe would go because Zelensky is so close to Germany. Just over the last few days, NATO's European logistic chief, Lieutenant General Alexander Solfrank, advocated for this military Schengen. He called it a military corridor where, you know, throughout Europe, we could just pass along some bullets and bombs. But what gave me pause was he also said personnel. And so, who then is in charge of a Schengen-wide military? And would that pull back in the European, or I'm sorry, England?
Yeah, absolutely. Because the people that are running our government is called the Conservative Party, but they're only Conservative in name only. I'm a former Conservative parliamentary candidate, and I know that they are completely infiltrated by World Economic Forum globalists who take their orders and policies and instructions from Klaus Schwab and the other globalist institutions, being the World Health Organization and the United Nations. So yes, absolutely, they want war with Russia, and they are very willing to sacrifice as many people as they can to get their goals done. But I actually been watching the rollout and the comments of all the talk that's been going on. I don't think the people in Britain are wanting a war. I don't think they're ready for it. And as a lot of people are saying, if these globalists really want a war so much, let globalists like Rishi Sunak pick up a rifle and Grant Shapps and all these other warmongers, let them go and fight the Russians and see how they get on. Send their sons and their daughters to fight and die in a battlefield somewhere. The ordinary people in Russia, the ordinary people in the United Kingdom are not enemies. It's the globalists who are causing this. And the reason they are so against Russia is because Vladimir Putin didn't go along with their new world order. He was part of it until he realized that he would have to sacrifice Mother Russia on the altar of globalism. And he walked away and said, no, he stands with his own people. That's why they dislike him so much, and that's why they won't let it drop. It's a power struggle, a global power struggle that's in play here. And there are many and complex factors to it. But of course, ultimately, in any war, it's the people themselves who suffer and die. And that, to me, is completely unacceptable. So.
Yes. Yeah. And so I feel like people are increasingly rejecting this Russia's the bad guy. We are going to war with Russia. And as it seems to me, the people reject it, politicians are screaming it louder and louder. And the media is totally complicit. Just today, there was a Wall Street Journal article that blew my mind, saying three ways that the United States could retaliate against Iran. It was not an opinion piece. It was presented as news. Like, here's what we need to do next for war. I can't wrap my head around it. What do you think the temperature is in the UK about accepting or rejecting a war with Russia?
Oh, I have no doubt about it that the vast majority of people would be very much against it. The globalists are trying very hard to sell it, and they are failing. Even David Cameron, the former British Prime Minister, had to go back on maybe 2 or 3 days later and say, oh, well, we didn't really mean conscription. We didn't really mean we were going to call up our young men and women and send them off to get slaughtered on the fields of Ukraine. But that's exactly what they meant. Let's not be under any shadow of a doubt. And you are absolutely right. I mean, it's news channels like Redacted that get the truth out. And I pay tribute to you and to Clayton for the work that you're doing, because without you, the mainstream media would control the narrative. They are bought and paid for by the globalists, people like Bill Gates, people like George Soros. They're all involved, and they control the narrative. But I actually believe they're losing the information war, and and it's directly tied into the fact that at the last World Economic Forum Davos meetings, their primary focus wasn't on stopping war or curing cancer or stopping world hunger. No, it was in misinformation and disinformation. In other words, if you have a different viewpoint or a different narrative, they want to close you down. They want to censor you. And that's why Freedom Train International is pushing back so hard in multiple countries. We are pushing for the truth. We're pushing back against the globalists. We don't want war. We want peace and prosperity for people. We've seen enough conflict. but it's time that the globalists were removed from our governments because they are causing nothing but problems for everybody, regardless of which country they have infiltrated.
Right. So it matters absolutely, you know, what information you consume, what information you share, and who you vote for at this point, because people currently in power are marching the drum, marching to the beat of the war drum. And thank you for saying those nice things about Redacted. And thank you for your time. It's always wonderful to talk to you. You can follow Jim Ferguson on X and also your site, Freedom Train. Let me get it right. You say it. It's freedomtraininternational.org. Is that correct?
That's spot on, yeah. And Jim Ferguson UK. So it's at Jim Ferguson UK on X. And I say these compliments because I mean them, and you guys really do some great news posts and recordings, and I watch you guys all the time, so I'm always very pleased to be on with you. Thanks, Natalie.
Okay, thanks for coming on Redacted. See you again soon.
Take care. Bye bye.
I really hope you enjoyed watching this video. You know, YouTube thinks that you'll actually like this next video right here. It's personalized based on your own viewing habits. So if you watch the video, please leave a comment. Let us know what you think about it. And we will see you next time, everyone.